Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Here we are in Starbeck at Chris Nixon Optometrist. We've driven here in the daytime, but we're here to talk about driving at nighttime and all that can be done for your eyes to help you with that. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Nice to see you again, Ben.
How's it going?
Very well. And I'm lucky today because I'm joined by my good colleague here, John Allinson. Further on from our last chat, when we were chatting about careers, John's a career dispensing optician and spent the last 7 years here going through the whole career in dispensing optician.
Perfect. So you're the right person to talk to about driving at night and glasses for that purpose.
He's going to be exactly the right person. And I might as well pass you over to John now.
So, John, what is it that you do here at Chris Nixon?
So, as a dispensing optician, I'm in charge of sorting glasses and spectacles for people so that they can see and things are working as good as we can get them for them.
I'm here to talk to you specifically about driving at night. What are the main issues people have when they come in saying that, you know, they're struggling to drive once it's got dark?
Well, it's glare is the main issue. People struggle with headlights, oncoming headlights in particular. These new LED headlights are very bright. People really struggle with those in particular as well. But glare is the main issue.
So I hear you've got these drive-safe lenses then designed for this purpose. Tell me a bit more about those.
So the the coating is the main thing for the glare. It's an anti-reflective coating and it blocks a particular band of light which is meant to cause the dazzling glare caused by the headlights. It's a coating, so it can go on any lens. It's a Zeiss coating, so it needs to be a Zeiss lens, but it can go for anyone. I have a very similar coating on mine, which is more designed for computers, but I don't have any prescription in mine. I just wear the coating. So you can do that if you want. It's not perfect. There will still be glare, but it reduces the effect greatly. There's other elements to the drive safe as well. Single vision is just the coating, really. They have worked on getting the peripheral vision a bit better as well for blind spot checking and things like that. With the varifocal, it's a little bit different if you require varifocal. They've worked on sacrificing a bit of the reading area, which we don't use hopefully as much for driving, and they've increased the intermediate area, so your dashboard, so you can see if you've got any petrol left, and the distance as well, so again your blind spot and things like that. So there's other elements to it as well as the glare.
People might be driving around at night not thinking that they need drive safe glasses because they must think, oh, everyone goes through this is just what driving's like for everyone. What are the telltale signs when you're driving that maybe glare is affecting you more than others?
Yeah, well, everyone reacts differently to glare. Some people can handle quite a bit of glare and it doesn't affect them. Some people will squint a little bit when car headlights come in towards them. An uncoated lens would cause a sort of a starring effect of the lights coming towards you, which an anti-reflective coating or the drive safe coating particularly would reduce that effect. But it's really if you find it uncomfortable, lights coming towards you in particular, if that is uncomfortable, you would probably benefit from having the driver-safe coating.
If this sounds like you, if you're squinting through your windscreen, struggling to read your dashboard every time you drive at night, head over to Christopher Nixon in Starbeck or visit their website at christophernixon.co.uk and see if a pair of drive-safe lenses could restore your confidence on the roads at night.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.